Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scala Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scala.com, a global technology firm. And we're speaking to global technology because in these days before the Federal Reserve meets again and we're told raises interest rates again, perhaps 0.75 point again, we're looking at this word recession. Is it here? Is it on its way? Some voices say recession is necessary to correct the runaway inflation. Some voices say that we're experiencing global inflation and therefore the Federal Reserve is answering it with the only tool that it has at the time. The other part of the Federal Reserve's job, besides price stability, which is raising interest rates to fend off inflation, is the jobs market. So I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, to comment on a story that Chris alerted me to several months ago, late winter, early spring, which is the possibility of layoffs in Silicon Valley. This is the high end of the solar system. These are the big tech companies and their spinoffs, executives who leave to form their own and then fund them with venture capital funds. But we have quite a list of what you'd have to say job freezes that looks a whole lot like layoffs these last days. Alphabet, for example, told employees that the Google parent will be slowing the pace of hiring for the rest of the year. Sunnier days come to an end, is the quote. Apple, slowing hiring in some divisions to cope with potential economic downturn, says Bloomberg. That shocked the markets to hear that the great Oz Apple was slowing down hiring for the spaceship. Goldman Sachs, slowing hiring on Wall Street, looking at reevaluating its spending plans. Goldman Sachs has a great deal to do with those venture capital funds. And then we come to Microsoft. Here was the shock. Azure is the name of Microsoft's cloud. That is the source, that is the golden egg-laying goose itself. And Microsoft is specifically saying it's looking at eliminating jobs at Azure and its security software unit. And we're also hearing, for example, Snapchat report very bad earnings from advertising, leading to pullbacks by companies that depend on advertising like Meta. Finally, Ford cutting 8,000 jobs, looking at taking that money and applying it to developing an EV line to compete in the 21st century. Chris, all this adds up to a whole lot of layoffs that you first intuited several months ago. So are we now in a recession? Is that a meaningless question given the scale of this? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I would say with great certainty, we are most certainly in a recession. If you see what's happening in Silicon Valley relative to tech, it has spread into the banking market and is starting to spread into retail markets as well. Companies are absolutely starting to manage much more aggressively towards a recession footing with layoffs, with right sizing, with project justification. So you're very certainly in an environment where whether the statistics show a recession in Q2, which I believe they probably will, companies have already moved to recession footing and they're now battening down the hatches for what looks to be a relatively nasty storm.
And jobs and joblessness is a very crude tool in contending with inflation, because here goes the reasoning. And this dates back 50 years. This is what was told to me in New York City in the early 1970s during the recession that followed the Nixon resignation and the Ford administration. High inflation, no growth, lots of layoffs. That jobs, the increase of jobs, the jobs pressure leads to competition. The competition leads to higher wages, and wages contribute most everything to inflation. That's the formula from 50 years ago. I hear it being repeated now. What I learned to say in 1974, searching for a job in New York City, was that I was an inflation fighter. Do you hear a similar gallows humor from the people being laid off or the people searching for jobs, Chris?
There's a lot of throwbacks to the 70s and comparisons to the 70s now. The other word that seems to be more and more prevalent is stagflation. When you see these companies that have dealt with spiraling wages and dealt with spiraling costs, they're now saying, hey, if my labor cost increased 20% in the last 2 years and my material cost increased 25 or 30% in the last 18 months, the only way to survive is to downsize and to remove some of that cost of labor. So this shrink that's coming to the labor market, it will bring some balance to starting to tamp down on the wage growth because there'll be more competition, and we're already seeing that in the market, many more employees available. However, it's not good for the economy as a whole to have to go through this cathartic exercise of lots of layoffs, downsizings. Corporate earnings will be down for several quarters. So it's going to be a bit of a difficult period.
Yes, we remember the 1970s, not at all, except for those of us who were there. It was a strange culture in New York where I lived at the time. And so what I did was, and I'm going to guess a lot of young people are going to do without prospects of being hired immediately, is they're going to write novels, which is what I did. And I recommend it highly. It teaches you another business entirely, which is the publishing business. However, let's come back to 2022. Part of the story of worldwide inflation and worldwide recovery is the supply chain. That leads us to China and the non-transparency of the China market and of the China manufacturing. You have business with China often. These last days, there have been questions about the Chinese property market, which is where well-to-do people put their money. They buy apartments either that exist or that are going to be built into the future, and that becomes their savings. There are questions now about especially provincial banks or banks around the country, not the Chinese central bank, no longer allowing people to get access to their cash, even though the apartments are not built, even though there's no prospect of those apartments being built, and they want their money back. Does this affect in any fashion the supply chain, the manufacturing, the ability of China to respond to a recovery? Is China going in the wrong direction, Chris, in your measure?
There are certainly challenges that have arisen, which is in China 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, liquidity provided by banks to manufacturers was in excess. So financing terms for having product built were very loose, very easy. And the Chinese government was focused on really making that export machine and the factory floor of the world hum in terms of production. Now credit has tightened dramatically in China. You're seeing this instability in the banks. So that is starting to have significant negative impacts on that manufacturing sector, where without an easy credit policy, many of those order volumes are lessening above and beyond the general economic lessening of a global recession. But I think that you're likely to see more challenges, hopefully not unrest, but it's certainly a possibility, where the banking sector is in some form of contagion. How big that contagion goes and whether that impacts the state banks is yet to be seen, but there's definitely a problem.
To put these two items together, joblessness, John, in the 1970s, and the high-end layoffs in Silicon Valley, depending upon chip manufacturing, and China and its threat to Taiwan, they all come together in one story. TSMC, the Taiwan fab plants that are responsible for the very best chips, the stuff that we all dream about someday, commanding our AI. There is underway right now an attempt by the U.S. Congress and states such as Ohio and others to answer the risk to Taiwan, represented by the People's Republic of China's constant threats, most recently because Nancy Pelosi is going to visit Taiwan. Threats, threats, threats. Chris, the TSMC fab plants, they in Taiwan, if they go offline, do we have a plan B? Is that what is needed in this country?
So, John, with the CHIPS Act that's making its way through Congress, you now are starting to see the green shoots of some form of an industrial policy to understand that chips are in everything and they're strategic to the United States. So the government is taking basically $52, $53 billion, saying that they will fund the expansion of silicon foundries and of chip fabs here in the U.S., which is necessary. If you look at China, South Korea, Taiwan, companies like TSMC receive immense, abjectly immense sponsorship from the government as they become national champions to build the most advanced processes in the world. And the Taiwanese are some of the very best chip builders in the world, bar none. That being said, if China moved on Taiwan and those factories went offline, you would see an abject halt to big swaths of the economy because chips are in a tremendous amount of the economic development globally. And if Taiwan went offline, you'd have a huge problem. The challenge is timing. Bringing up a new chip fab is a 2 to 5 year process, best case. So even if the CHIPS Act passes this week, next week, and starts to be funded end of this year, this is a 2026, 2027 solution to what may be a 2023 problem.
Is that the project that is talked about in Ohio? Is that a fab plant?
The Intel chip factories slated for Ohio, the TSMC factory slated for Phoenix, the Samsung factory slated for Austin, Texas, are all fabs that would make chips and would be suitable for opening up that supply chain greater in the U.S.
So therefore, there is in train right now an answer. It's just going to take a few years before we're secure. Is that correct?
It will always take longer, be more expensive, and there'll be bumps along the road, but at least it's the green shoots of an actual solution.
Yes, someday the recession will be over and we'll be back to a growth phase, a bull phase. The 70s ended, as I recall, happily. Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scholar Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.